Adam's plans for Duff House were developed and agreed extraordinarily quickly. The foundation stone was laid a month after the pair's first meeting. It was perhaps too quick. As the walls and costs rose, the relationship between owner and designer deteriorated. Duff questioned the design, in particular the need for the wings, and was critical of Adam's multiple roles of designer, masonry supplier, and project manager. Concerns also grew about the capability of the local stonemasons.
We live in a society where image is important, especially for the majority of young people. And who can blame them? Everyone wants to look good. But what happens if this normal want becomes an obsession and impacts the way they are with food? We are on a quest to uncover the truth behind eating disorders amongst young people and what types of body image pressures influence the dangerous journey to getting the perfect figure. For our first stop, we decided to come to the Sixth Form College Solihull to get some first-hand answers from students about eating disorders and attitudes towards them. We asked whether anyone thought there was such a thing as the perfect figure.
What is even less well known is a link between Glasgow and the Jeffersons that remains to this day. Stan's mother was an actress known professionally as Madge Metcalf, and she died and was buried here. It is unclear why neither Stan nor his father ever erected a headstone for their wife and mother, but Arthur was suffering through significant financial troubles at the time of Madge's death, which may have been a factor. He later moved to England, where he remarried. As for Stan, there may have been a more emotional reason for his apparent detachment.